It's time now for Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of the North 103.3 to encourage green thinking and green actions. And today we'll be speaking about at least one of the events happening with the Large Lakes Observatory this summer. My guest is Alex Messenger. Alex, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Welcome back. So, Science on Deck, I think that is the general overview of kind of what LLO is putting on this summer. There's a lot of opportunities for people to get on board. Just in brief, can you tell us a little bit about Large Lakes Observatory?
Yeah, so the Large Lakes Observatory, it's part of the University of Minnesota Duluth. They conduct fundamental global scientific research on large lakes. And so, Large Lakes Observatory is really the only place that has that specific focus across the globe. And, you know, being on the shores of Lake Superior, it's just incredibly uniquely placed to be expert and study at a lot of depth the lake and all the eccentricities of Lake Superior. But that extends to, you know, lakes across the globe, too.
And this is all kind of focused as far as geography is concerned, or maybe I shouldn't say geography as much as the actual vessel itself. There's like an actual boat that's kind of the epicenter of all this, right?
Yeah, I mean, the research vessel Blue Heron is the big blue vessel that LLO operates in Lake Superior. And that's a huge asset that, you know, allows buoy placement and does a lot of research, you know, throughout the summer. It's docked during a lot of the winter time, but it's a, you know, part of the University National Oceanographic Laboratory System, the UNOLS. So it's part of UMD, it's part of LLO, but it's also chartered by research scientists to explore the Great Lakes. So not just the university. And so Science on Deck gives people, the public, the opportunity to get on this actual operating research vessel on the Great Lakes and learn directly from the scientists and from the crew who are doing this, you know, day in, day out. It's a super cool opportunity.
And one such opportunity is on July 17th. There's a lot of them this summer. We could highlight any number of them. There's several opportunities for people to hop on board and learn about the data collection process, the policy and protection that it leads to. But the one on the 17th of July involves you from your standpoint as an author. This is interesting because it kind of allows the door to be opened for somebody who's like, I like literature, and suddenly they are being engrossed with science. But do tell, you are an author that's going to be aboard on that day. I guess the simple question is why?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I work with the University of Minnesota Duluth in the marketing communications office, and I work with LLO on some of their communication things. And in this case, I'll be on board as the author of The 29th Day, Surviving a Grizzly Attack in the Canadian Tundra, and The Ice on the Lake, my most recent novel. And I'll be, you know, participating in this Libraries Love Lakes event and talking about writing. And, you know, in my case, both of my books are very focused on water, right? One of them is set in Lake Superior in the wintertime. There's a Large Lakes, or there's an event later in the summer that's being presented on what lakes do in winter. You know, it's a perfect tie-in. So I get the opportunity to talk about my journey as an author, my focus on water and lakes and paddling, and do that on the Blue Heron for the public. It's a super cool, you know, symbiosis of two sides of my personality and my professional work.
It's interesting to think about, because without the science side of it, the literature maybe doesn't exist, or it certainly doesn't exist in the exacting kind of way you want to present it. Writing takes research. Research takes scientific research. And I've read your book, and I know like what went into talking about that ice shelf breaking away and the process of people going out onto the et cetera, including some of the rescue efforts. So yeah, there's a lot of research that does go into it. I take it you find that to be true.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fascinating to dig into these topics and learn more about our world. And I think, you know, there's a lot of ways to talk about scientific research, and, you know, very like classic ways through these research papers, and they're very dense and they're intended for audiences who are expert in that area. But there's a huge area of talking about science that makes it accessible to the public, you know, and that's what Science on Deck is all about. It gives people the opportunity to go and learn from scientists in a way that they can understand and they can see and they can appreciate. And I feel like, you know, writing, whether it's for fiction or, you know, writing about these incredible research stories that the LLO and other folks are doing. You know, we're synthesizing these things that are happening and these breakthroughs and these, you know, incremental steps of understanding and turning it into something that people can understand and that's actionable and that, you know, hopefully makes an impact.
And if it doesn't lead to kind of lighting up that science part of the brain, it might lead to lighting up that writing part of the brain. Either way,
exactly.
People show up, something's going to get lit up. Is this just a simply show up, or do people need to sign up beforehand, anything like that?
Yeah, so on the 17th of July, that's a Friday, the event's going to be 11 to 3. I'll be at the 11:30 slot for that, and I'll be presenting about my work. That one's totally free and open to the public. All these events are free and open to the public, but the 1:30 slot is with Margie Price, and you do need to register for her Enchantment Lake Teen Book Club event. So there's some pre-registration, but it's all free and open to the public, and that's the case for that event, the August 28th event, the September 18th event as well. So it's an awesome opportunity for folks in the community to come and see what real science looks like in their backyard, right on the waterfront.
And where can people go for more information and to sign up?
Yeah, so if you go to the UMD website and search for Science on Deck, or just Google that, it's going to come up and you'll see some listings about that. And if you want to learn more about me and my work, you can find me at alexmessenger.com.
Alex, yeah. Thanks for stopping by today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Luke.
We've been speaking about the Large Lakes Observatory and the summer schedule, including the July 17th Science on Deck that will feature author Alex Messenger. This is Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of The North 103.3 to encourage green thinking and green actions.